We are at the end of our time together on this. Who? Sorry? Well, please go ahead, Brother David Reed. I don't know.
It's always good to listen, Brother. Brother Watkins took the point to where I was heading.
Okay. Well, it's...
Sorry, but I think I have liberty as among us, unless you take
unless
it away.
Unless I take it away.
Right, good. That's what I'm referring to. We were looking at things from a term, and we talk about pastoral responsibility. I'm thinking about interpersonal care. That's another dimension that I want to take this. Interpersonal care. And I don't want to take the sisters out. You go to Titus 2, what the older sisters do with the younger sisters. What the mothers in the meeting, like the elect lady we have. You know, I've searched for her among the fathers. I saw fathers, I see children, I see young men. But where is the lady? And where did you get this, the second John, you see the elect lady. So the household is completed there. Interpersonal relationship. The Apostle Paul said, brethren, if anyone be overtaken in a fault, he that is spiritual, restore. You understand? So it doesn't boil down only to the pastor, teacher, or to those in that sphere, but also our interest in each other. How do we care for the members of the body, for each other? I want to bring that out. Can we just comment a little on that? Interpersonal care. We saw it in Acts 2. We saw it in Acts 2. Where my brother doesn't have a piece of bread. Doesn't have a land to build on. We'll not go in a little late. But it was there. That kind of Christian hospitality and Christian care. How can we go back to that kind of Pentecostal feeling of care for each other within the household of faith?
Are you waiting for a comment on that, Christy? Because I think you're ready to pull us.
Yeah, I'm ready to pull.
To pull us up.
I was ready 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I think what you said is perfectly in order. The pastor and the interpersonal care is quite in order.
And I was just going to conclude, we're dealing with chastening especially, and to ask that we keep in mind the end of verse 10 in terms of the purpose of chastening. It says, but he, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. I think we need to keep that in mind as we consider the matter of chastening. He, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. We have looked at the faithfulness of God, the faithful Father. We have looked at how the relationship was established. We have looked at the distinction between children and sons. And I hope that that has been clear, no confusion. And then we have looked at manifestations as how he displays his fatherly care. I am sure we have been helped, but our time is up. We need to stop now.